ओम शांति। एवरी डे इन दिस वंडरफुल लाइफ वी गेटिंग सो मच ट्रेजर फ्रॉम बाबा एंड डिवाइन फैमिली। ईच बाबाज चाइल्ड is a powerful source. Only we need to understand the self and other. Today I got subject to talk with you all, embodiment of powerful awareness. But maybe we can talk more than that. Subject have limit. And our Baba is unlimited. And we children are also unlimited powerhouse. The day Baba has come on this earth to start his wonderful work, nobody was aware. Just take your mind that before 76 years ago, when there was nothing about Baba's plan and Baba's action, how was the world? Still world was there. The spiritual people were there. Religious leaders were there. So many devotees all around the world. And people were looking for reality, talking for reality, trying to understand for reality. And still the question was there. People of the world wanted blessing from God. And Baba aware about everything. Pull from many soul of the world. Without knowing even, people were calling God. And Baba was waiting for the time that when his time come, when the moment, the second come, he come. You can imagine the second, the first second when Baba has started the action for Brahmin and from for confluence age, he was only aware. Are you with me? The first time when Baba left the incorporeal world to start the movement to change the world, Brahma Baba was not aware, nobody was aware. But he was sure where to go, when to go, how to go. When to go, where to go, how to go. And Baba is very, very powerful, almighty authority. He gave touching to Brahma Baba's yugal, Brahma Baba's wife. And she told, that time Dada Lekhraj, businessman, she told that we need to come out from whatever we're doing. We need to do something extra in spirituality. She was the one who became instrument to tell Brahma Baba, Dada Lekhraj, that can we go to hill station? You can imagine, Who had spiritual awareness that time? Dada Lekhraj or his wife? Who? Nobody. Only Shiv Baba. He was aware that what he doing, through whom, through how. And Brahma Baba's wife told him to go, and she was only the instrument to tell. And Brahma Baba, he got vision. And just sitting in sitting room, and he started to see all this sudden aspect of drama. That was the day of beginning, and now we have reached the other end. Already we have finished 76, just we are about to finish and entering new year. You can imagine. Still, how many years we have in our hand to reach to our destination? If we will not realize now, then when? We need to force ourselves, to inspire ourselves, to love ourselves for quick transformation. We cannot live now the same way we were living. The same style, the same nature, the same service, the same attitude, the same person, then we are not embodiment of powerful awareness. Because nobody will tell us that now from this moment something new coming in your life. Nobody will tell us. Only we need to sit within the cell and follow the Father. That is Brahma Baba. Follow the Father. Shiv Baba is already aware about everything. He is embodiment of everything. He don't need to do any effort. He not worried about transformation even. He not worried that when destruction will come. He not worried that either we are listening him or not. He not worried that we are changing ourselves or not. He knows. He knows everything. He only instrument for to change the world. God Himself, who is director, who is controller of the world, who is father of everybody, still He is detached observer. How many things happening in the world which is not really right? You can see wherever we are in our life, if something go wrong, what happened to us? Remember, you are in your center, at home, in office, wherever you are, if something go wrong which you don't like, it will affect to straight away the stage. That in my center happening like this, in my house like, in my family happening like this, it should not happen like this. Why they doing like that? They should not do like that. They are doing wrong. All this thing, are you with me? Huh? All this type of thing start in our attitude, in our thinking. What is difference between souls and God? You know, this big world is His family, His home, His world. He's the director, He's the father. But nothing happening to Him. Many, many negativity all around, in five elements, in humanity, in many, many things, He is just watching. That's why He is God. And that's why He is embodiment of powerful awareness that He is God. God knows that I am God. God knows that I am God. He remains all the time in His stable state, embodiment of powerful awareness. The time we reach in that stage, observer, to enjoy everything, to see everything with happiness, enjoy every moment of life in any situation, no question mark for anything. Why like this? Why like that? Why like that? Accept, understand, enjoy. Accept, understand, enjoy, and fly. Because whatever action we doing, the recording going on all the time. Continuous recording all the time. Whatever action we doing, whatever attitude we have, whatever we speaking, either we sleeping, either we walking, whatever the soul is doing through body, it's recording. And that is role of my soul. Now, we need to remain aware all the time that recording is going on. Why I spoil my recording? Because of the situation, because of the other soul, because of problem. Only is conscience age a wonderful age to enjoy with the self, with other, with element, with the scene, scenery, whatever coming on our way, and to experience success and happiness. And for that, we need to make our stage like a master God. I'm a child of God. I'm a master. You know? A child has so much intoxication. A prince has intoxication. I'm prince. I'm master of king. We are master of God. We are children of God. And He has given us full authority to accumulate all the quality what He has. He not giving with the time. He not giving with the age. He not giving with education. He not giving with the religion or with the color or with the caste or with the country. He is giving everything all the time. Twenty-four-hour open the door to get treasure from Him. Now tell me, should we become, my question, should we become embodiment of powerful awareness, or we are already? I'm asking you. We have to become embodiment of powerful awareness, or we are already now? What should be? Tell me. You know, in the path of effort, just think that you have started your journey from that end to reach that end, from 0 to 100%. From 0, whichever day you came in Baba's knowledge, you don't know which day you will reach there. Some take 100 years, some take 50 years, some take 2 years, some take 1 year, some take 2 months. We don't know how much time each one have. But let me check my own. I left from 0. The day I became Brahmin, I got new knowledge, Almighty Baba, truth, newness, power, peace, everything, whatever He have, He opened door for me. So I started my journey from there. Now, I'm in this knowledge nearly 50 years. Okay? My age is 70. Now, I don't know out of 100% perfection, how much percentage now I got and how much remaining, and when I will leave this body and then again baby, so how much time I will have. I don't know anything, ignorant about it. What is my duty? I need to check, maybe let me say that, okay, I reach up to 80%. I'm just telling you, I'm not telling exactly where I am, you know, I'm telling you, maybe out of 100 I reach up to 80, okay. So how much remaining? 10, 20? Now, from 0 to 1, 10, 20, 30, 50, now I reach up to 80%. Now 20 remain. How can I measure it with my happiness, with my lightness, the way I enjoy every moment? So I know that I don't disturb with situation. You know, maybe out of 24 hour, 1 minute I get disturbed something. Maybe since 20% remaining to reach now, I start my journey now 81, 82, 83, 84. I don't know when I will reach 100 and suddenly the destruction, then I am not able to reach. So let me start my journey different way. Okay, now let me think that now I am there. I reach. By imagination, by vision, creating vision. Okay, I'm 100% now. 100% means I'm embodiment of powerful awareness. I'm a perfect Vedanti. Okay, I'm there now. But I know this 20% is missing. I know the 20%. But from this way if I go, it takes more time. From that end, let me fill the missing. So then I pass my day with my stage of 100%. I'm not, but I start to think, I'm 100%, power is with me. I'm embodiment of powerful awareness. I know what part of this soul, what part of this soul. I appreciate this soul. I value this soul. I appreciate this soul. Each embodiment means not only for the self. To awareness of each soul, each moment, value of everything, even a needle, little needle, little pin, also valuable. Little thing also valuable. So value, enjoying every moment. If 1 minute I am upset, then what will happen? My 1 minute has gone. So I start to live with that. The vision of my destination, and let me come this way to finish the gap of 20. And this is a new way of effort, new design of effort. Start to think, today is the only day in my hand. Today is the only day in my hand. Let me plan for today as much I can do. As much I can do for myself, as much I can do for other. To give new vision, new energy, new courage. I should not disturb myself. I should not disturb others. Because if I disturb by somebody, means I waste my moment of life. If I disturb somebody, again I have not value the other soul who is selected by God, who is valued by God. Every soul is valuable in this world drama. So when we will start to churn this way, we will able to enjoy every moment, and you will able to see through what I need, what my body need, what my soul need, what my intellect need, what my sanskar need, what the situation is there, how I can solve it, how I can help others in solving their problem, and still detach, observe. So, the true effort is now, from this moment, create new design of effort. We have maybe 13 days of this year, 2013. 2014 is a new, wonderful, great, powerful year for me. Let me design it, let me plan it, let me enjoy it from now. Let me inspire others for that. Then, all the old nature will disappear. No need to think about the old nature. It was, it's okay, finish. Why I'm telling you, when you prepare before the time, when situation come front of you, you're able to face it. You know, when I came in knowledge, I know I had so much attachment with the every person in the family, Laukik family. Because we were so much loveful, and you know, we were attached and we were together, and you know, it was so lovely family. Suddenly Baba came in life and Baba said, Amma mare, Bibi mare, halwa khao. Your mother die, your father die, eat halwa. How is it possible? How is it possible? But Baba said we need to do effort. So before the time, I started effort. Okay, I got news my mother died. It's okay, Vedanti, don't worry. It's okay, it's okay. No. Become courageous. Become strong. But my mother, my father who gave me so much love. No, Vedanti, become strong. Take power from Baba. You see, understand, you know, the inner effort. Because too much attachment, how we can come out from it? We need to do effort. So I done effort. And I have created the vision that, okay, the dead body of my mother is there. Anything happening to me? Dead body of my father, anything happening to me? You know, I done effort. And I created confidence that, yes, now I'm okay. If something will happen, nothing will happen to me. You know, I had created confidence. And yes, you know, the time came. It was Amrut Vela, 4 o'clock. I was doing meditation in one of the country in Africa. And somebody, the one who in the center, they got phone call. They tell Vedanti Ben that Prabhupada died. So the instrument in that center came slowly. And that was the day of Rakshabandhan. She said, "Ben, you know, I want to tell you something." I said, "But tell." "But you know, you're doing Amrut Vela, so you also do. Talk after." "But it's urgent." I said, "So what? Nothing is urgent in this world." So, okay, so she waited and waited and waited, waited for a few minutes. I finished my Amrut Vela. Slowly she was coming near to me and I was making my tea with so much intoxication. She said, "You know, when I got news and I want to share with you." I said, "Share." Nairobi, you know, phone came from India to Nairobi and they told that you need to talk to your Laukik family. I said, "Okay, we'll do it today, Rakshabandhan, I'll do tomorrow." No, do it now. I said, "But what happened to you?" You know, your father died. I said, So what? Bye-bye. I made my tea. I was double happy. Why? Because it not long sickness and he died it good. He left without pain. I enjoyed my tea. And slowly she came. "When today is Rakshabandhan, so we'll do it?" "Of course I will do it. But some program outside also, there are 14 programs of Rakshabandhan." I said, "Don't worry, it creates 16 even, I'll do it." Whole day I had done Rakshabandhan and at night 10 o'clock someone told me, "Tell me, have you heart here or not?" I said, "What? How I live without the heart?" "See, but we have not seen a single sign on your face that this news you got." I said, "Because I had prepared myself before the time. Nothing happening to me because I prepared myself that this will come." So what I'm saying, that we all need to prepare ourselves before the time. So when the real situation comes, we are observer. What is follow father means? What our father has done, what Brahma Baba has done, what Shiva Baba has done, what our senior has done, we need to do. We need to understand. We need to enjoy every moment of our this valuable confluence age. This confluence age, only we know. The people of the world still in Kali Yuga. Who will tell them? Who will tell them our happiness, our stage, our achievement? will tell them that this world is Kali Yuga, Iron Age, but we are in different world, in confluence age. Already we are in the world of happiness, because how many births we are getting inheritance from Baba? How many births? You don't know. How many births we are getting inheritance from Baba? 21? Eh? 21? No? Hey, you are all new, look today. How many births we are getting inheritance from Baba? We are telling people 21 births, right? So 8 births of golden age, 12 of silver age, and where is the one? The other one? That is now. So this is the first birth, and direct with him. Yes, we will be in golden age, but he will be not there. We will be in silver age, he will be not there. So all 20 births he will be not with us. So this is the first birth inheritance, direct from Almighty and staying with him. So this is the greatest birth out of 21. And that's why we have to remain in the stage where we feel that embodiment of power, full awareness. Clear the subject? If we still wait to achieve that stage, then we will wait and we will wait and we will wait and time will finish. We should have very, very powerful contract with Baba, you know. Very powerful contract. And if we will live with that stage, wonderful experience we will get. Wonderful experience. Because his father, let me finish last experience because time is going. So, before few months ago, maybe three months ago, in the evening 5 o'clock, from our center, you know, it's big building, someone ran from the second floor and telling, Ben, sister, there is a big fire behind my window. And it's coming to our building. I said, okay. Tell everybody in the house, whoever moving around, you know. And I'm coming to see. And I went and I saw that the fire is, you know, the shop behind our building is in fire, you know. So the big flame were coming on our building. And it takes so quick to catch the fire, the whole building. I saw 25 people moving around in the house to stop the fire, putting water and this and that. And the other side, where the shop is, the fire brigade came, empty tank, no water. They are trying to close from this pipe and that pipe and doing struggle. Now I decided that this is not my building, it's God's building. You know. Now everyone rushing and doing. I came down and sitting in the reception nicely, because nobody want to sit there now. Everyone want to go to see the scene and to help there. I was sitting and I said, Baba, it's your building. Whatever happened, it's your building. It's you responsible. I can't do anything. And at my surprise, it was bright sun, and suddenly within a 5 minutes, heavy rain started, heavy rain. And it from 5:30 to 6:30, 1 hour, heavy rain, which stopped outside all the flame which was coming, but inside still in the shop fire was going on. And they call another fire brigade, it came, and then that fire brigade started to work, you know, people to close the fire. It took 3-4 hours. But the Almighty Authority had stopped the fire which was coming to His building. He stopped because He knows that He have to solve the problem. And I was so relaxed that nothing I can do, only You are the one who can do. In Your hand, Baba, now You have to do it. You are responsible, You do it. And Baba has done it. So what I am saying, that if He is doing everything, only we need to tell Him. When we tell Him, He do it, why we worry? So many experience we can have now, the remaining time of confluence age. And Baba will do wonder for us. What else? Any question? Any question? Because I need to finish 6:30, then meditation. So I have finished the subject in time with the practical clarification. And now, let me shake myself, let me ready, you know. Let me achieve my goal. Why I wait for tomorrow? Why? As many more questions we create in our life, then we are responsible to solve the problem. When we put Him, He is responsible. Yes? Brother, it's difficult that I can... When we prepare ourselves, we prepare for everything. We prepare because the situation will come, but when situation come, we need to face also, no? So we have to be also powerful. And we have to create other people around us, we need to make them also powerful. So, we have to prepare ourselves for the situation, before the time. I remember, I went one of the country for visa for one of the French country to visit. I had only one day. So I told to embassy people that I have to travel tomorrow, can you give today? Or tomorrow morning, say no, we need 3 days. I say, okay, don't worry, I'll not visit your country for giving peace message. It's no problem, it's okay, fine. Say, no, this is 5 o'clock now, you have come, you fill the form and give and we'll see. 5 o'clock, when embassy time of closing. I gave. I was talking with people who is around me about our knowledge. After 15 minutes, passport came back, I said, no, any choice that tomorrow I come for that? Say, for what? I said, for visa. See, it's already there in your passport. Only 15 minutes I was sitting there and I got visa. Only 15 minutes. You can imagine, it's impossible that when they're closing the embassy, and they give you visa, you give form that time, they do, they check, they sign and everything. So, it's us. Our stage is important. Okay? Om Shanti.